Welcome to Tap That, EFT and other holistic friends, where you can connect with practitioners, healers, coaches, and all people of woo from around the world. Our mission is to provide you with holistic healthcare options through the power of the internet. Here, we're all about unique people, exploring unique solutions for a unique you. Tune in as we discuss various topics within the realm of alternative healing. From tapping techniques and EFT, to herbal remedies and yoga positions, there is something here for everyone. Join us as we explore the wonderful world of alternative wellness together.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Tap That EFT and other holistic friends. Today, I am joined by, from New Zealand, Daphne Wells. So welcome, Daphne.
Thank you so much, Lane. Lovely to be here.
So glad that you are with us today. Would you mind just briefly introducing yourself to the audience and what you do?
So I'm Daphne. I live by the beach in the South Island of New Zealand, and I work with women primarily who have got to that point in their life where they're wondering, what's life all about? What's next? And I help them explore that. And for many of my clients, they have been giving away their magical inborn skills. And one of the beautiful things that I love helping them with is having them realize and own that they can actually turn that into a business. And when they do, the people who they help receive more, and they are able to help more people because they're not having to go and do the things they've been doing previously to earn that. So it becomes this beautiful, you know, what starts with a ripple, dropping a pebble goes further and further. And I love that.
That's beautiful. So what would you call yourself if you could give yourself a title? What would it be?
Well, it's taken me a long time to come up with this. So if I were to sum it up in one title, I call myself a purpose and spiritual confidence alchemist, because it really is about tying those magical pieces together and growing your confidence as you discover your purpose and tie it all together and share that. Yeah. And the various pieces that flow into that. So I am a certified coach. I am also a certified numerologist. And I also am a positive intelligence coach. So I bring all of that together.
That's amazing.
Beautiful blend that is different for each of my clients of what they want to access and what they need.
That's cool. So could you break down what a numerologist is for the audience?
So we are all born with an energetic DNA. We know about our physical DNA because we see it in our bodies, right? We have an energetic DNA that is determined by your date of birth. And so I work with Pythagorean numerology, which gives you a birth code and a birth grid. I also work with Book of Life Egyptian numerology, which gives you a birth card and tracks your progress, your energy changes. We can forecast your energy in that to help you through your journey in life. As a numerologist, someone will come to me and they can either say, look, I want a reading. I want to know who I am. And for a lot of us, for most of us, if I'm honest, we come into this world as perfect little babies, you know, perfectly ready to share our magic with the world. Mm-hmm. And then we are habituated, conditioned by society, told who to be so that we fit out. Because we know scientifically that children up to age 7 specifically are sponges. They absorb anything and everything and believe it. And then we come to this point in life where we're like, who are we? So numerology can really help with that. And I love watching people who I share readings with just kind of settle into themselves and realize that the things that they've kind of buried and not felt confident in are often that magical gift that they bring. And when I talk about magic, I spell it with a K, because we're not pulling tricks out of sleeves. Magic to me is the spirit of the universe that we have in us. And so what I do is calculate, you know, bring the science of numerology in with the calculation. So calculate your grid and your birth code, your life path through that, and calculate your birth card and all the energy that's coming for you, and that really helps identify your purpose in life, your reason for being alive, where the birth code is more about your personality and how you show up.
Okay.
when we bring those two together, we can find answers to questions that can really help, you know.
Amazing.
Because
I feel like a lot of people are constantly searching for answers and the reason why they're here and what their purpose is on this planet. So it's really beautiful that people have something like this that they're able to tap into and give a go and see what resonates with them. And I'm sure their experiences are very self-affirming as well, like that innate knowing that, hey, you know, maybe I was here to actually do something bigger than this or whatever the case might be. And just having that confirmed for them would be a really beautiful moment.
It's speaking for me personally. So as a young child, I can remember receiving messages, seeing things, knowing things. So I was very intuitive as a child, right? And it was shut down because whenever I shared anything, you know, it was not accepted. Let's just put it that way. And then as I've grown and matured through the years, I was sensing my intuition coming through, and yet could I trust it? You know, because it had been shut down as a child, and yet to know that that is actually part of my energetic DNA, part of who I am, what it did for me was give, and I talk about it often as being like a sandbox to play in, a safe container, as in this is me. I know that this is me, right? Yeah. I can be me in there. I can expand that container when I want to be more of me. It's my safe place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm safe to be me.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. And I think everyone has the opportunity to expand in a way that is comfortable for them, but also allows them to grow. Like, no one should be shadowed away into a life that they're not so deeply in love with and connected to. And I think you're right in terms, and I've spoken about this a lot, how much we are conditioned into the 9-to-5 boxes and, you know, you need to be this way and not that way. And it's silly to want to pursue like a creative career or something that's a little bit different. And yeah, so I just think that that's awesome. So thank you for sharing that.
Well, you're welcome, because we need everybody in the world. We can't all be, and yet we do. There's this part of us who wants to fit in.
Mm.
And so we go along with that conditioning and we do the right things for some time until we can no longer do that.
Yeah. And it's really interesting that you bring that up, because I was watching Brené Brown's Call to Courage a couple of days ago. I don't know if you've seen it, but there was one part where she talks about what the difference is between belonging and fitting in. And fitting in is observing the situation, recalibrating yourself and changing who you are in order to go and fit in. And it's not actually a sense of belonging where you are 100% being yourself and still being accepted for who you are. Yeah.
And really the blessing in it is when you belong really in yourself and are confident you, it actually doesn't matter.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Because you fit in with you, and when we change ourselves to fit in with other people's version of us, we actually don't feel complete in ourselves.
No, you're denying a piece of your identity.
Yeah, it might satisfy us for a while. It's like you mentioned 9-to-5. So when we go do a 9-to-5 job because we're told we should, it might work for a while. We might be successful at it for a while. Is it sustainable? Can we keep doing it, being satisfied and happy in it? Yeah. And if you're fitting in rather than belonging, then it's not sustainable.
No, absolutely. So just bring it back, like we discussed numerology aspect of what you do. Can you talk us through the positive intelligence piece?
Yes, love to. So positive intelligence is about how our brain, we have two sides to our brain. We have one that fires negatively and one that fires positively. We are wired because of historic things, you know, saber-tooth tigers. We are conditioned to fire negatively first.
Yeah. Okay.
And so in amongst that negative part of our brain, we have a gang of saboteurs led by the judge. And there's 9 others who are his co-saboteurs. And we have some or all of those to varying degrees in each of us. And what we have also is a self-command muscle. So we can train that muscle because our brain is a muscle. So when we get mentally fit, we can choose whether we want our brain to, whether we want the judge and his ring of saboteurs to be in charge, or whether we want to be in charge and our sage and our wise positive side of our brain.
Yeah.
And they have actually shown with MRI scans that after 6 weeks that people's brains can be rewired. So that responding positively becomes more usual and easy.
Yeah.
Reacting negatively
becomes the norm. Yeah. This is, again, something that I've spoken a lot about on this podcast is the brain's ability to be rewired even past the age of 7 or the age of adulthood that everyone kind of like refers to and says that, nope, once you're this age, you stop and that's it. You can't change who you are beyond that point, which is a complete and utter lie. And I love that the science that is coming to fruition more so now than ever before is all about the neuroplasticity in the brain and how we're able to actually rewire ourselves. And as Daphne put it, being able to pick a more positive route in the brain, which is very cool.
And you can, the beautiful thing is that, you know, you get access to an app, maximum 15 minutes a day will help you get there, get mentally fit. And we, you know, our mental fitness is actually more important, if you think about it, as important, if not more important than our physical fitness.
Mm. I think that the mental fitness aspect definitely kicks off your ability to want to be physically fit. You know, it's one thing to think to yourself, well, I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow and I'm going to, you know, work out and become super ribbed or super skinny or whatever your body goals is or are. But essentially it all comes back to, are you actually mentally prepared to do that? You know, are you working out your brain to a point where you actually can commit to going to the gym? Can you also be mentally prepared for the outcome if you're not achieving the body that you so desire within a certain period of time frame? So yeah, I definitely agree.
That commitment, and they have studies have shown that only 20% of people ever reach their peak performance levels.
Wow.
And when you, the more mentally fit you are, the more productive you are, the better you perform, the happier you feel, the better your relationships are, that you feel a greater sense of well-being. Like, it impacts every area of life.
Yeah. And just reinforcing that whole piece of like, it starts within you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And taking that personal responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Daphne, how did you get into these modalities? What's a bit of your backstory as to how you ended up here?
So I started off a couple of decades or more ago now, exiting a bad marriage and going through many counsellors and then thinking, I want to train to be one of these and see if I can help people in the way that I would have wanted to be helped. I got partway through that training and canned that because I realised I couldn't. I had to go with how it was being done, how it was being taught. And then I ended up as a solo mum in a business, buying a business so that I had freedom to be able to mother my children as well. And in amongst that, I met up with a life coach. And that woman literally changed my life and helped me. Because what I found with counselling, and I'm not knocking it, it works for some people, did not work for me. I'd already clawed my way out of the deep, dark hole. I didn't want to go back there. I wanted to know how to move forward. And this life coach was able to help me with that. And so my reason, as I said, for starting training as a counsellor was to be able to help women like me, right? Who were like, I'm at this place in life, what's next? And so I thought, if I can train to do what this woman does and bring my business skills in there as well, then I really can do that more effectively. So trained as a coach, started off as a business / life coach, doing traditional transactional type coaching, and then found over the years that I was going deeper and deeper into more transformational coaching. My intuition coming in, I was getting really curious about who I was, had a numerology reading, thought, I want to learn that, brought that in. And then, you know, I was introduced to positive intelligence through a dear friend of mine and went down that route as well. And so gradually these things have just kind of appeared at the right time for me, and I've added them in to create my mix of how I help people.
Yeah, it's a beautiful eclectic mix. I love it. And that's what I love about this day and age, is that we're not so focused on having to have like one niche you know, you can only do this and you can only work with these people. It's just not like that anymore. We're multifaceted, multi-passionate people just doing all the things that bring us joy and all the things that we love, which I find really beautiful. And I'm so glad that we're in an era where it's acceptable, you know?
And I believe too, for a lot of us, that our niche is really us. Like my niche is the mix of how I work. Your niche is the beautiful mix of how you work.
Mm.
And our personality is going to attract people who want to work with us in the areas that we can help, in the ways that we can help them in the areas we work in.
Mm.
And it's really about that more than the traditional looking at your niche. And little bit of magic in there too with numerology. I can calculate and do an intuitive reading of the energy of your ideal client.
Oh, that's really cool.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
Because so it helps with the languaging of how you
relate
to them, how you understand where they're at.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of clients, and you're saying that you work with women who have approached their why period, why am I here? What am I doing? That kind of vibe, if you will. Why do you think that they want to work with you?
Because it's part of my story as well. You know, who am I? How am I going to ever feel satisfied? I can't keep, you know, changing jobs or whatever, which I did do for quite some time, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like too, there's usually a similarity and overlap in our story somewhere that brings them to me. Search that, how do I make a business out of what I love doing? Or they've come out of marriages similar to mine. How do I work out who I am now? You know, all kinds of reasons, really. As I say, our niche is really us. We kind of attract people who feel our energy, really.
Yeah.
Energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I really resonate with that. So thank you. And in terms of what you offer in an online capacity, because I'm very passionate about listeners being able to access the guests that I have on here through the power of the internet, what are some of the things that you offer?
Well, one thing is numerology readings. As I kind of touched on before, you come for one-off or a series of readings or a full year of readings where we track your energy through the year and really help you. Positive intelligence, you can come and do that in amongst a group setting as well. That's, as I said, app-based. All of my work really is available online because I set my business up like that. So I was kind of location free, if you will.
Yeah.
And also I run Extraordinary Women's Circles, which are small intimate masterminds where we gather in groups and I bring everything into the area. They get numerology, they get positive intelligence, they get this beautiful little circle that they're in that supports one another. And they also get private coaching with me.
Amazing. They get the whole shebang. Love
that. They get the whole shebang.
I know you also mentioned offline that you also have an app as well.
Well, yes, the app comes with the positive intelligence that they get access to, which is pretty cool.
That's cool. Do you want to talk a little bit about the app and what it involves?
So it gives you, when you're in the 8-week incubator at the beginning, where you're learning the skills and identifying your saboteurs and how to address them, you get lessons every week that are an hour long, and then you get access to that. You get reminders 4 times a day to do your little exercises to build up your mental muscles and focus of the days. And then once you get out of that 8-week incubator, you can carry on and have access to it and have continued access. And it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. I'm so handy today with being able to, you know, create apps and things like that. I love that.
Yeah, on your phone with you.
So Daphne, where can we find you online?
The main place is my website, which is my name, daphnewells.com.
Beautiful. No worries. I'll be sure to pop Daphne's information into the show notes. Daphne, while I've got you here, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up or chat about?
I was just going to say, if listeners want a tote up in numerology, you can go to giftfromdaphne.com and get a free gift where you can calculate your birth code and do a little toe dip into that.
Ooh, I am definitely going to do that after this call. I'm very interested in finding out a little bit more about numerology. I've had my toes dipped, if you will, in the past, but it's always nice to have a little refresher and get back into something that you were like, oh, that's really cool. So I love that.
Yeah, it's such a cool tool.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for jumping on an episode of Tap That with me, Daphne. I am very, very grateful. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, guys. Beautiful humans, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Tap That EFT and Other Holistic Friends. Your support means the absolute world to me, and I would love it if you could share this episode with someone or on your socials where you can tag me at EFT.lane. That's EFT.LAINE. Or better yet, go that extra mile. Maybe you could write me a review and leave 5 stars. I'll leave you with that. Love you. Bye.